Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Hola y bienvenidos al episodio 92. Welcome to episode 92 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, we're going to learn some Puerto Rican Spanish from the lyrics of an amazing salsa song by Héctor Lavoe. Now, we're going to be joined by a Spanish con Salsa team member, Naomi, and she's going to join us to break down the meaning of the lyrics to the song, Mi Gente. She's also going to give us the meaning of some of the uniquely Puerto Rican Spanish words that are used in the song. So stick around in this episode. This is a request I've got several times that you wanted to hear more about Spanish from Puerto Rico, so you'll get a little taste of that today and in future episodes. Entonces, vamos a empezar. Let's get started. This episode of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast is sponsored by Utalk. When you use the Utalk app, you develop your speaking and listening skills in a new language from day one. Utalk features 145 different languages, including 3 varieties of Spanish. Subscribe today to get access to all 2,500 words and phrases in your target language, covering over 60 different topics. To save 30% on your subscription, go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/utalk. Happy language learning! This episode of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast is brought to you by Yabla. Yabla provides language immersion through engaging videos for Spanish, English, Italian, French, German, and Chinese language learners. Yabla features authentic content by native speakers, custom playback, subtitles, learning games, and flashcards. Yabla is the premier language learning video platform with tools to enhance conversational understanding, such as the patented dictation game Scribe. If you haven't tried out Scribe, I definitely recommend you check it out. It is a game changer when it comes to improving your listening comprehension, and it's the perfect way to practice active listening. Stream authentic shows and music you enjoy while you learn at the same time. Give Yabla a try today using this special link, yabla.com/salsa. That's yabla.com/salsa.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, ¿cómo están? En este episodio vamos a hablar sobre una canción muy linda de Héctor Lavoe que se llama Mi Gente. Entonces, en este episodio, we're going to be reviewing the song Mi Gente, which means My People. And it's by a very famous classic salsa singer, Héctor Lavoe. Fue un cantante bien conocido en el mundo de salsa. Entonces es una canción que también pueden encontrar en el sitio Yabla. So you can find the song on the site Yabla, and if you go to yabla.com/salsa, you'll be able to get a 15-day free trial where you can try out this song and any other of the thousands of videos that are available on the site with a lot of content in Spanish. So if you want to get the full lyrics, check out yabla.com/salsa. But in this episode, I am joined by Naomi. Hola, Naomi, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, Tamara, muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bienvenida al podcast. Quiero hablar contigo con esta canción de Héctor Lavoe porque tú eres de Puerto Rico y yo también es de Puerto Rico. Y hay ciertas palabras en esa canción que son muy puertorriqueños, ¿no? Entonces, quiero explicar la letra de la canción contigo porque yo creo que hay algunas palabras que puedes explicar. So, we're going to review this song because there are some words in here that are very specific to Puerto Rico. And so Naomi's going to help us break down this song. So first, we're going to go through the first verse. Naomi's going to go through the lyrics and then we're going to break it down line by line for you. Okay, entonces puedes leer el primer verso.
Cuidado que por ahí vienen los anormales. Y con striped jacket, oigan mi gente, lo más grande de este mundo siempre me hacen sentir un orgullo profundo. Los llamé, no me preguntaron dónde. Orgullo tengo de ustedes, mi gente siempre responde. Vinieron todos a oírme guarachar, pero como soy de ustedes, yo lo invitaré a cantar. Vinieron todos ahí para oírme guarachar, pero como soy de ustedes, yo lo invitaré a gozar. Conmigo sí van a bailar, yo lo invitaré a cantar.
Now we're going to break it down line by line because I know that probably sounded like it was a lot. And there's probably some words that you heard in there that you know, but some maybe that you didn't. So we're going to go line by line and break this down for you. So Naomi, can you read the first line again?
Sí. Cuidado que por ahí vienen los anormales.
Okay. And that is, you know, cuidado is like careful, right? So like watch out. Basically, in this case. So it's kind of like a warning in this case. Sometimes people say cuidado, like if someone's about to look like they're about to hurt themselves, right? Like there's maybe there's something sharp around, or like you see a child, they're about to trip over something. Say, ah, cuidado, cuidado. But in this case, it's like it sounds like he's giving like this general sense of like, hey, be careful, but it's more like watch out, right? And it says, because los anormales vienen. So it's like, literally, it would be the abnormals are coming, but that sounds kind of weird in English. So, Naomi, what's another way you would say los anormales?
Los anormales es como el corillo, el grupo, ¿verdad? Pero de los grupos que no frontean, que no, o sea, los locos, ¿no? El grupo que no le teme miedo a nada, ¿no? Los anormales.
Okay, so in this case, like abnormal, we wouldn't probably say like that in English. It'd probably be something more like, oh, here come those guys, right? Or like those crazy guys, or like that, like they're fearless, right? Like they're not afraid of anything. So it's almost like saying weird or like crazy, kind of like out of the ordinary. But that's the idea of it. Like, hey, watch out, my crazy people are coming, right? And then he says the next line. Can you read the next line?
Y con striped jacket.
Yeah, and this is, to me, like, classic, like, Spanglish, okay? Because this definitely comes from English. It's just basically saying, and with straight jackets, right? So he's kind of making a play on words, talking about the fact that these guys are crazy. And straight jackets, as you know, is, like, what people wear in, like, mental institutions when people are really crazy, which I think is kind of taboo now, but probably back in, like, the 50s and 60s. Here in the U.S., people used to, there was this image of crazy people in straight jackets. So it's kind of a play on words, but it's basically in English, but he just says straight jackets instead of straight jackets. So, and the next line.
Oigan, mi gente,
Yeah, and this is literally just like, listen, my people, right? Like, listen up. And oigan, he's using that because he's talking to a group, right? So instead of just saying oiga, he's saying oigan. So he's talking like ustedes instead of usted. Mm-hmm. And then the next line he says,
lo más grande de este mundo.
And this lo más grande is like basically the best, right? Mm-hmm. They're the greatest people of the world. So he's saying that people from Puerto Rico are the greatest people in the whole world. So kind of bragging a bit, right? Y la próxima.
Siempre me hacen sentir.
So you always make me feel. So this me hacen is like you all literally make me. Mm-hmm. So you all make me feel.
Sí, me hacen sentir. Es como, o sea, esa adrenalina, ¿no? Que me hacen sentir. Pueden ser como parte de ustedes, sentir que la emoción, ¿verdad? Es a lo que entonces él se refería.
¿Y la próxima línea?
Un orgullo profundo.
So a deep pride. Mm-hmm. You know, so this profundo is like deep. And it can also, you can also use profundo if you're talking about like the water. Like you say the water is very deep. Right? You can also use it that way. But in this sense, he's talking about his pride being deep. So, like, really, he's very, very proud of mm-hmm. his people, right? They make him feel very proud.
Exacto.
Y luego dice...
Los llamé.
Los llamé. So, this is very simple, straightforward. I called you. ¿Y la próxima?
No me preguntaron dónde.
So, you didn't ask me where. So, mm-hmm. no me preguntaron. Preguntaron is pretérito. But it's in the third person, right? So again, he's talking to a group, so it's always ustedes. So it's the third person plural. Preguntaron, so we know he's talking to, it's the verb preguntar, but in the past. So no me preguntaron, you all did not ask me where. Y luego?
Orgullo tengo de ustedes.
So this way, he's actually just saying, I'm proud of you all, right? Mm-hmm. But it's sort of the way the sentence is structured might be unfamiliar to some students of Spanish who haven't heard this kind of construction. Because instead of saying, tengo orgullo de ustedes, he's saying, orgullo tengo de ustedes. Mm-hmm. So basically, in this case, the word order doesn't matter, right? He could either say, orgullo tengo de ustedes, or he could say, tengo orgullo de ustedes. Pero significa lo mismo, ¿verdad?
Sí, es lo mismo.
Pero yo creo que porque es una canción, because it's in a song, it's more of like a poetic way of saying it. Like, pride I have for you. Sí. I have for you guys. En vez de decir, tengo orgullo. La próxima.
Mi gente siempre responde.
So, my people always respond. So, when I call, they always come through, basically.
Exacto. Vinieron todos para oírme guarachar.
Okay, so this one has a word at the end I want to talk about because this one, it's a word that you're not going to find in the dictionary, quite frankly, but the beginning of the line is pretty standard, vinieron, so this is from the verb venir, to come, vinieron todos, so everyone came, para oírme, so to hear me, and then he says this word guarachar, so entonces Naomi, ¿qué significa guarachar? Porque creo que esa es una palabra de Puerto Rico, ¿no?
Guarachar es como cantar.
So, guarachar es otra manera de decir cantar. So, he's saying, mm-hmm. everyone came to hear me sing.
Sí.
Y también hay otra palabra que es como guaracha. ¿Qué es una guaracha? ¿Es similar a guarachar?
Sí, pero guarachar es básicamente el ritmo, movimiento rápido, o sea, bailar, ¿no? Cantar, bailar.
Okay, so basically having a good time, right, with music.
Mm-hmm. Pero como soy de ustedes.
Pero, so, but, como soy de ustedes is like, so, as I am one of you, right? So I come from you. So he's talking to the people of Puerto Rico, I come from you.
Yo lo invitaré a cantar.
I will invite you all to sing. So this, yo, lo, he's actually saying los, okay? So again, it's this. One of the ways where you don't hear that S sound sometimes, right? But he's still talking to a group. So he's not saying lo invitaré. He's saying los invitaré. So I will invite you all to sing.
Exacto. Yo lo invitaré a cantar. Vinieron todos ay para oírme guarachar.
Okay, so again, he's just saying everyone came to hear me sing.
And then he repeats, you know, but since I belong to you all, so pero como soy de ustedes, yo los invitaré a gozar. So he's just saying again, I invite everyone to come and enjoy themselves.
Conmigo sí van a bailar.
So with me, yes, you're going to dance. So the way he sings and the way he parties, you are going to have a good time and you're going to dance. So that's kind of the idea of the whole song. This is just the first verse. He's talking about basically being proud of being from Puerto Rico and having a good time. And he's inviting everyone to come and dance with him. So it's, you know, it's a song. It's very upbeat. It's very fun. It's a great song to dance to. So if you haven't heard this song before, I'll definitely be including a link in the show notes so you can listen to it. And if you are a salsero, you've probably danced to this before and you may not have known what the lyrics meant, but now at least you have the first verse. So we are going to talk a little bit about the chorus because it's very repetitive. So it's just a few words that I want to point out that are in the chorus so that you'll have an idea, because there are some very specific words that are only really said in Puerto Rico. So Naomi's going to just review a couple lines from the chorus for us.
Yo canto como el coqui, que cante mi gente. Díganme lo que tienen que decir, que yo canto como el coquí, que suene mejor que el jibarito.
Entonces, con el corro, tenemos la misma línea otra vez y otra vez y otra vez. So, in the chorus, he really repeats over and over again, que cante mi gente, which is, this is one of those uses of the word que that doesn't really mean what. So, everyone's kind of familiar with que meaning either what or that. But in this case, it's used more of an exclamation. So he's saying in the chorus, it's just over and over again, que cante mi gente. It's like, let my people sing, or like everyone sing with me, right? So In this sense, it doesn't really mean what. That's not really a good translation for it. In this que cante, it's also el subjuntivo, so it's the subjunctive, because he's inviting people to sing. He's not telling them to sing. He doesn't know if they're going to join on in with him. They're not singing right now. It's sort of like this desire he has for people to sing with him, so it triggers the use of el subjuntivo. So he's saying, que cante mi gente. So let everyone sing. I want my people to sing with me. And the line after that, so he's talking about el coqui. So Naomi, can you explain coqui? Because I think that's very, very specific to Puerto Rico. And I know the first time I went there, I heard the sound over and over again. And I'm like, what is that noise? It sounds like something is singing, right? So what's a coqui?
No, el coqui es un animal, tipo de los sapos, rana, ¿verdad? Pero chiquitito, pequeñito, y canta todas las noches, siempre está en lugares fríos, ¿verdad? O húmedos, mejor dicho, y es protegido en Puerto Rico.
Un coqui es like a small frog, right? So it's like this little tiny frog that you find in Puerto Rico. And if you're there at night, especially like you hear it's like a singing, you might think it's like a bird or an insect. And you're like, what is that? But It's the coqui. So I actually include a link in the show notes so you can hear it, because he's saying, you know, that he sings like el coqui. So he sings like this little frog. And I'll include a link so you can hear it, because it's a very, very common sound that you'll hear when you're on the island, because it's just always in the background. It does sound like singing. So it sounds like a little chorus is always behind you. And the last thing I want you to explain, Naomi, is this line where he says, que suena mejor que el jibarito. So what's a jibarito?
Jibarito es una persona de campo, ¿no? De campo, del monte, adentro, ¿no? Yeah, es un jibarito, ¿no? Pero ya ha pasado de que todos ya en Puerto Rico somos jibaritos, ¿no? Y Es una frase muy típica, ¿no? Aquí en Puerto Rico.
So is this something I could use to refer to anyone from Puerto Rico, or is it just people that are like from the countryside, like from the mountains in the interior of the island?
Es más de campo, ¿no? De una persona de campo. Pero ya ha pasado de que ya como que jibarito, ¿no? El jibarito es la persona de antes, pero que ahora todos nos decimos jibarito, ¿no?
So it's somebody who, you know, everyone essentially has like people who or family that live right in El Campo. So even if you're in the city and like in Puerto Rico, like San Juan, Aguadilla, Ponce, a lot of the cities are on the coast, right? So when you're saying el campo, it's like the countryside, but I think people usually think of that as like on the outskirts of the city. I think in Puerto Rico, it's more like in the center of the island, right? Like where all the mountains are. You've got to drive up these long, windy roads para llegar a la casa de la abuela porque vive en una casa en las montañas, ¿no? So I think there is like more, if you're going to the interior of the island, you'll encounter the El Campo. But the cities like San Juan, the capital, is like right on the beach, on the coast, and a lot of the other major cities in Puerto Rico. Okay. Entonces, gracias, Naomi. Thank you for sharing a little bit with us about this classic salsa song by Héctor Lavoe. Gracias.
Gracias a ti y espero que les guste y que nos vemos en la próxima.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Naomi. And if you want to schedule a one-on-one lesson with her to learn more Puerto Rican Spanish or ask any questions that you have or just practice conversation, you can go to SpanishConSalsa.com/Naomi. So that's SpanishConSalsa.com/NAHOMY. And I'll also include a link to that in our show notes page. So you can go to LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/92 and you can be able to hear that famous chirping sound that sounds like music from El Coqui de Puerto Rico. So you'll be able to actually hear that sound and also to hear the song Mi Gente. So make sure you go to LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/92. And lastly, do not forget, if you want to help support the show and get access to bonuses, discounts on private Spanish lessons, and also transcripts from this week's episode and all 92 episodes of the Learn Spanish Con Salsa podcast, just go to LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/support and sign up to be a supporter of the show. That's LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/support. And when you are a show supporter, we also prioritize your requests. So if there's a song that you want to hear on the podcast or a topic or a question you want answered, there is a place when you sign up as a supporter to put in your request and they will go right to the top of the list. All right. So LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/support if you appreciate what we do each and every week. And it will really help us continue to make more new and fresh content for you. Now, next week's show, el martes que viene, so next Tuesday, we have a wonderful episode coming up. We'll be talking about a brand new TV series about Afro-Latino culture. And this is in celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month here in the United States. So you definitely don't want to miss next week's episode. So click that subscribe button if you haven't already, and you'll be notified as soon as our next show is released. As always, I hope that one thing that you heard today has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at LearnSpanishConSalsa.com.